Hi. Welcome to the conclusion of Awakening Games. What I want to show you today is how you can continue to play the games, even though I'm not going to be posting any more games. I want to share my screen. This is the Awakening Games. It's actually called Regina's Awakening Games, the Awakening Games playlist on the Awakening Together channel. So if you go to Awakening Together channel on YouTube, go to the playlist, then look for Regina's Awakening Games. The first thing I recommend that you do is spend a week reviewing the last seven games that we've learned, the games that we've learned that we haven't repracticed yet are 44, Let Them Have It, 45, No Inside, No Outside, 46, Not Good, Not Bad Is, 47, What Is It, 48, Where Am I, 49, There It Is, and 50, I Don't Know. That's seven games. So if you practice each game for a day, like we typically do in our reviews, then that's going to take you out another week. So that's the first thing that I recommend that you do. After that, you can continue to use this playlist to play games for as long as you want. You could scroll all the way back to the beginning and just start repeating the games. Or you could go from the beginning looking at the games, and when you feel prompted, oh, I want to practice that one, then practice that one and practice the games for a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever feels right for you. You could spend a whole lot of time just repracticing games that are in this particular playlist. And by the way, in addition to getting to the playlist through YouTube, you can go to the Awakening Together website, awakening-together.org. Look under Regina's audios, most recent teaching, Regina's games. And you'll find a list of games here as well, the same list that's in YouTube. Another option is to get this book out of the stillness. This is my personal journal, or at least one of my personal journals. It's not the only one, but there are lots and lots of games in this journal that I played. Some of them you'll even recognize. For example, I opened up randomly just before starting the video to page 263, and there are several games right here. Number 746 says to pay attention to the world. If you need to, turn on the news and watch it. Now, as you watch, can you feel outward focused attention? Can you feel attention going out to the world? Can you see that the world appears through outward focused attention? Outward focused attention is required to see a world. So, this is just noticing that you can actually feel that attention is going out. And that everything that's appearing is appearing through attention going out to it. And of course, the reverse of that would also be true then. If attention goes deeply, deeply in, the world disappears. The very next game is very similar. Number 747. Take a moment to think about yourself. If you need to, think about what you need to do later in the day. Now pause and look. Can you feel attention going out to thought? It may not feel as outward as it did when you were paying attention to the world, because thoughts are more primary than the world, so attention doesn't have to go out as far to attend to them. But notice the direction of attention. Outward facing attention is required to attend to thought. And then number 748 is basically kind of like the drop the label game. It's noticing that everything that your eyes land on, there's a name. Right? Look around the room. Notice the name the mind gives to things as the eyes land on them. For example, the mind might say picture, plant, table, coaster, sofa, blanket. Now look, does awareness name things? The next one is about number 749. Bring attention to the body. Rest with attention on the body and feel whatever sensations come into awareness. Now look, does awareness say this is me? I even if, on the previous page, 262, Number 743 says, here's a practice I can use throughout the day. Whenever I notice I am experiencing something, regardless of what this experience is, pause. First, look at the experience. Describe it to myself. For example, I feel excited right now. My heart is fluttering with a pleasant feeling. Then look, what sees the experience? Is it experience or is it non-experience, aware of experience? Am I experience or am I non-experience, aware of experience? You know, so there's just tons and tons of games in here. So what I would recommend is getting the book, just starting at the beginning, because the book builds upon itself, you know, like a personal journal would, and read contemplatively, slowly, until either a game occurs to you, because that could happen. A game could just occur to you, or until you read something that you recognize as a game. And then stop, put your bookmark in it, and practice that game for at least a week. Then come back and continue reading. Now, it'll take you a really long time to get through this book in that way, but it took me 8.5 years to write this book. So it doesn't need to be done quickly. So there's lots and lots of games here. And in fact, let me share my screen again. And if I come back up to the menu bar on Awakening Together, back to most recent teachings, you'll notice 7 steps to awakening and out of the stillness right below Regina's awakening games. And there's a lot of teachings here. And in these teachings, I often talk about the games I've played, so you can listen to these teachings. But notice there's a teaching here called Play Games. I would find that teaching and listen to that. I think that's a really good teaching to listen to help you become excited about continuing to play games. And then if you want to listen to these teachings and hear the games that might be in them, you might start down here. There's original early teachings. I would start right past them where it says RDA 7 Steps Journal Out of the Stillness. And it starts with step 1. You could start listening to the teachings from there. These teachings are also available on YouTube. If you go to the Awakening Together channel, go to the playlists, 7 Steps and Out of the Stillness. By the way, here's the Regina's Awakening game playlist. But 7 Steps and Out of the Stillness, you click on that playlist and you can listen to all of these teachings here. They're in order. So you would just start with number 1 and go forward from there. And again, if I scroll down, number 26 is Play Games. In addition to using the different resources that I've just shared, you may find that games just start to arise on their own. You know, as you're doing contemplation, as you're noticing, you know, what obstacles you need to transcend, some games may start arising on their own. Trust those. Oh, one more thing I can show you. If you haven't done it yet, you could go to the Awakening Together website and you'll notice where it says 500 days with NTI. This is a 500-day self-study program based on the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, which was scribed through me. And when I created this curriculum, 500 days, I created different practices or games that you can play throughout each and every day. So it's just a little bit of reading each day, and then some kind of a game or some kind of a remembering that you keep going with throughout the day. So that's another 1.5 years, completely free self-study. It's set up to start on a Sunday. So you could start it on any Sunday that you want to. You just have to get the book NTI. You can get that from Amazon. And then there's another 1.5 years of games that you can play. I'm sure there are other options that I'm not thinking about right now. there are games unlimited out there. Just find the games that are going to help you to awaken. And again, listen to that teaching of mine called Play Games. And that will help you to see the value of continuing to play these games. I call these awakening games because you can wake up through playing them. Sometimes they're called spiritual practice, but I think calling them games is a lot more fun. All right, that's it. That's it. I'm signing off. You're on your own. Keep playing the games. And I'll see you around someplace else. Bye.